Welcome back to Horizons. Geraldine O'Sullivan, thank you for joining me this morning on Horizons.
Good morning, David.
Have you any messages for the people in the parishes?
I think particularly for the audience tuning in this morning and the audiences that have been tuning in to your wonderful predecessor, Mary Fagan, and who now are tuning in to you, David, here this morning, is that at times it can be hard to keep the faith. It can be hard in times of illness, in times of grief. And sometimes, like the way we stock the fridge or the cupboards, we fill the tank full of diesel or petrol, we service the lawnmower, okay? That it is important to avail of these opportunities that are presented to stock up, to refuel, to refill, so that in times of trouble or in times of difficulty, or even when things are going well, that you add to that reservoir of resilience that you have, that you realise that there is help, there are supports, there are people who care, who will believe what you're going through, who are there for you. My prayer and my wish is that the first person you meet and reach out will be that person. I understand, unfortunately, the reality is that they may not be, but keep going, keep connecting, keep being active, keep taking notice, keep giving, keep learning, and keep the faith.
So we're on Horizons. We're very spiritual here. Is all of this relevant with that in mind?
I think it's absolutely relevant. From, I suppose, having the privilege of studying theology for 4 years in Mary Immaculate College and from doing my thesis on St. Thomas More, A Man for All Seasons, our spirituality, but particularly our faith, regardless of what church or none that we belong to, is all about seeking understanding. It's all about how best to carry the crosses, how best to be the best version of ourselves, how best to be able to tap into and understand our conscience so it can be our guide, per Vatican II. So mental health and well-being, for me, I couldn't put a wedge between it and spirituality. If you look at every world religion, the one beautiful common denominator between them all, even though they all have very varying doctrines and rituals, the one common denominator is a call to manifest and to act out of goodness, decency, being neighbourly, and I suppose in Kerry what we're saying, being sound. Every world religion tradition, and even those based purely on kind of the energy, be that of Buddhism, etc. It's all about manifesting. It's all about being there. The commandments set out a pathway within the Roman Catholic Church. You know, Hinduism and its gods set out kind of another way. Buddhism and its reincarnations kind of warn you what happens if you don't manifest, if we want to reach, be it Nirvana, or we want to reach St. Peter, and we want to get our eternal reward. But no religion or no faith lets you off the hook. While confession is wonderful, and to be able to repent and acknowledge and apologise and commit to a new path and better choices, what we do, how we live, what we choose, how we treat others, being grounded in a spirituality that is pure, by which there is that element of salvation through the resurrection, by which we can resurrect ourselves from our mistakes, from our failings, from our faults, to embrace opportunities by which we actually learn and do better. And instead of burying our head in shame and in guilt, thinking, what was I thinking? And condemning ourselves to penance. All world faiths and religions, in my view, as Geraldine O'Sullivan, calls on us to rise up, to resurrect, to take hold, to take ownership for the potential we have to be decent, to be honourable, to have integrity, to exercise integrity, to let our conscience be our guide, and to not fool ourselves and forsake our consciences in exchange for wealth, or a flashier car, or a bigger house, or an extra ensuite bathroom. It calls on us to stop by our neighbour to make sure they have a lift to Mass. It calls on us to see that overgrown lawn, or those weeds growing up in an elderly person's garden, and send the children over to help out. It calls on us to take ownership, humbling and difficult as it can be, to take ownership and responsibility for our mistakes, our failings, our faults, and with the next breath, to do better. For me, spirituality is guided by church, but it's guarded by us. our spirituality is uniquely our responsibility. It can be fed, nourished, challenged by whatever doctrine and whatever church you choose to be a member of. But it is not something where you can park in atheism or agnosticism. Your spirituality, your essence, your core values are yours, and they're yours to take responsibility for. They're yours to act from. And we are lucky, we are blessed, truly, in every meaning of the word blessing, in Ireland, not only to have such a range of religions and faiths, but particularly as a Roman Catholic community, predominantly still in Ireland, to have the legacy, not all of it is good, but to have the legacy of our forefathers and mothers who met at hedge schools, at mass rocks, who kept the faith alive when there was no light to do so. For me, that spirituality, that calling, it's not out of fear, not out of banishment or punishment. Those days, doctrines and institutions are well gone, thank God. And the irony and the pun in that is not lost on me. But the call to spirituality, the call to be a good neighbour, to become involved in our faith, to act our faith within our church. Every church in Kerry, the many churches in Kerry, survive on volunteerism. Survive, but it's not people volunteering. Yes, they are volunteers. We could identify them as volunteers. But they are spiritual beings. And I would hope the vast majority, their essence and their spirituality is one that is evolving and purifying with every adult year, and that it is not a mask for behaviour that is irreconcilable with the goodness of any doctrine's message.
Geraldine O'Sullivan, thank you very much for joining me this morning. Even in the darkness, you are near, by Foom Lee. Thank you very much for listening to Horizons. Feel free to contact me on David Sheehan at dioceseofkerry.ie Or if you're feeling very fancy, send me a WhatsApp voice note, and maybe I'll play it on the show. No promises, though. My new number is on the contact page of the Dyson website. Thank you to the production team, in particular Grania Quirk. Just a Thought for the Coming Week is by Margaret Nocton. Until this time next Sunday, I hope you have a wonderful week. Thank you.